Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. And we are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we are in the middle of Siman Tov Kufnan Nun Dalid, which deals with the halachos of Tisha B'Av. And we begin on the very top line, Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, with the Rambam. Yesterday's share, we were talking about women who are past delivery by less than 30 days, whether they have to fast or not. And here we have the Rambam telling us, Hago Umihu, if the woman is more than 7 days beyond her giving birth, but within 30 days, Noagin Lisanus, he says, the meaning is that women do in fact fast for Tisha B'Av, Kol Zman She'ein Lam Tzar Godel, as long as they're not in great distress, as long as they're not having great pain, Shoya Lochush L'Sakana. In that situation, there is a danger, they shouldn't fast, V'Hameikel Lo Hifsid, and one should not be casual about this, HaMekel Lo Hifsid. If somebody is Mekel in this situation, they haven't lost out. If it's for a question of Pikuach Tafasho, so then it's okay to be Mekel in this situation. Now, let's look inside the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Gimel. He tells us, Hainu afilu omra tzricha nilechol. Even if the woman just says, I feel like I have to eat, in this situation, the Ramah says, unless there really is a concern, then she should not eat and she should fast. And this is only true, however, the Mishnah Berurah says, v'davka hashiva, this is only after 7 days after childbirth. Aval tol shiva, within the 7 days of childbirth, afilu omra eini tzricha, even if she says, no, I absolutely do not need to eat or drink, ein lo lisano, she should not fast. And certainly, the kosher king told Shlosha, it's within 3 days of giving birth, the bevadai also lo lisanos, then it's absolutely forbidden for her to fast. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Dali continues, and he says, Kol Zman She'ein Lam Tzar Godel, if they don't have great distress, then they'd be allowed to fast in the 7 to 30 day period after giving birth. V'adin imhik tzas chola. The same thing would apply if a woman is a little bit sick, v'chanal b'sivkot and tes, as we've explained in yesterday's share. But he says, v'afilu lo omra tzricha oni. This is true, even if she didn't say she needs to eat. And he says, Ayin in the Morgan of Rom, Shekosa dafilu b'mokim shenorgim l'hachmir, even in places where they were more machmir. B'tisha b'av shenitcha yesh l'hotkel. However, if it's a Tisha B'av that was falling out on Shabbos, so it's pushed off to Sunday, so then one can be mekel in that situation, even if they normally would not be, shalot tisana, that they don't have to fast in that situation. He says, Ayin el yirabo, Shekosa dafilu yoledish, she'ena misana, Tisana Ezeshos. Then he brings down for the El Yerabah that if she's not fasting the whole time, she should still fast something. We'll talk about this in a moment. But if this is even difficult for her, Lo Tisana Klal, then she doesn't have to fast at all. Now, there's a tremendous number of Dershu footnotes on today's share. We didn't get to almost any of them yesterday's share, so let's try to go through what we can today. Dershu foot number 24 brings down, this din of a Yoledes that the Ramah writes about, that the Minuk nowadays is that she should fast if it's between day 7 and day 30, unless she has Tzar Godol. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, nowadays women are different. Shein Ze Ela B'Yemehem. That was during the times of the Ramah. Shadoros Yuch HaZok B'Bri, and the women were much sturdier and stronger in those days. But Bismanenu, nowadays, Chalila Shetitzomna Kol Shloshim Yom Ledosan. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Aruch HaShulchan lived the late 19th century, so he says that women should not fast today if they're within 30 days of childbirth. Adayin Hin Chalushos, they're still weak, V'nechshavos Kecholos Mamish, and they're considered like sick women, and they should not fast. And B'malkam Choli Logos Rabban, the rabbis never instructed them to fast in the setting of sickness. Likewise, this is the opinion of Renis and Karlitz at Sal. Shekiyom, nowadays, in Leoldos, Biso Shloshim, Leledosin, Lahachmi, Lisanos. Renis and Karlitz at Sal just died a year ago. He's talking about nowadays, so women within the 30 days of giving birth should not fast. On the other hand, the great Klosenberg is at Sal, the Divri Yitziv. He writes, Adarabba, nowadays women are stronger than they were during the times of Ramah, and certainly they should fast. She says, Abu Bismanenu, she is para harufua ma'od b'shatazel. Doctors are much better at dealing with this. Ulachayom kvar yecholos loredes ulahalach keechod ha'adam. Now these women, they get up, we kick them out of the hospital within 48 hours, and they're walking around. So therefore, they're not considered sick in this situation. Ef sholahokel kol kach ligabi Tisha B'Av. He says they shouldn't be makel in regards to Tisha B'Av. V'imhayso leido regila. It was a regular, normal delivery without any difficulties, and there wasn't an excessive loss of blood, so then they have to fast. It says, however, in Margesh's Chush, if she feels sick and weak, more so than others, Yesh L'Hakka, then she can be Mekel and not fast. Likewise, if a woman had a cesarean section, so the Shelos Chuvus Or L'Tzion says, Shelo Tachmir Latzmul L'Sanah, she shouldn't fast as well. The issue for number 25 brings down, Becholik Tzas, Muberish, Yesh Mechush Tzas, if there's some sickness or a woman who's pregnant and she's not feeling well, Shebetisha Bov, Shenidcha, certainly if it's a Nidcha, so then she's allowed to eat. The issue for number 26 writes, dealing with should you fast part of the day or not. So he brings down that you should ideally fast a couple of hours if possible. He says, assuming that it won't hurt her, why should you fast at all? If she's not mechuyev to fast, why does she have to fast? Mechuyev is to fast, why does she fast? So he brings down for the Nazirus Shimshon the following. And this is also found in, by Rav Nissen Karlitz at Tzal. And he says, it's not because of the chiyev to fast because of the tainus, but it's to be participating in Klai Yisrael's tzar. Sheish lo lehitztar ima tzibur. The rest of the tzibur is suffering, so you should join in their suffering. And the Nazirus Shimshon adds, this way, shufes mixes the shows during the daytime by yom, global elatinus, and not at night. In other words, you can eat all night long. No problem, you should fast some hours during the day, because he says the ikur tzom is during the daytime. Rav Nissen Karlitz Asal says, Yesh Mokum Lomar, so it's rak b'chol gomur, shematirun lolecho miyad b'tchilas atinus. He says that's only true for an absolutely sick person, a very, very brittle, debilitated person who's allowed to eat even on the night of Tisha B'Av. So then that person should try to fast a couple of hours during the daytime. But he says, Misha cholik tzas, they only have a little bit of choli, and they're not going to be able to make it through the whole fast, but they can make it till 10, 11, and 12 o'clock in the morning the next day, so they certainly should not eat at night. On the other hand, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, Mashmos call a poskim. He says the understanding of the poskim is not like the Nazir Shimshon. And there's also the opinion of Avaz Zatzal, She'ein Morin. We don't instruct people to follow the words of the Nazir Shimshon. And he says there's also Rav Yashiv's opinion. He says, Shechola Shebelaila, Adayin no tzarech lechol. At nighttime, you just ate a huge meal, and now you have no need to eat whatsoever. V'yochol isano, so is Bekala. So nobody almost, who eats a meal every hour on the hour? So therefore, if you just had a big meal at 6 o'clock at night, so by 8 o'clock at night, when the tainus starts, you don't need to eat another meal. So Bavadei also lechol, but chilas a tainus. So certainly almost nobody is allowed to eat at the beginning of the tainus. Kivin Shadayin ain't on Shechola, because even the people that have a hetter, because they're sick, they're not sick at this point in time. According to this, therefore, understanding of this is that you're not fasting to be mitzvah with the rest of Klal Yisrael, but you're fasting because Adayin lo chol lo din chol, because you're not yet considered exempt from the fast, and therefore you have to fast. The issue for number 27 is a very long footnote, and he discusses the din of Muberes and Amenikos, women who are pregnant and women who are nursing. Even though the Shulchan Aruch says that they're supposed to fast on Tisha B'Av, mikomakom pamish ainat tzrich lesanos kedolhala. There are times that they don't have to go and fast. So, for example, he says a pregnant woman who's having a difficult pregnancy, Shlomo Zalman says she shouldn't fast. Likewise, if she's not feeling well, she shouldn't have to fast. If she's throwing up, she has the early parts of pregnancy, you can have sometimes very, very severe nausea and vomiting, so also they don't have to fast. Rinnison Karlitz Asal brings down that her halachic status is like a chola, and mutula lo lisanos. She doesn't have to fast. And he adds, shaf mishu b'chashash hapolev. Somebody Nebuch has miscarried in the past, there's a concern that she'll miscarry. Likewise, she doesn't have to fast. And if in fact she's had miscarriage in the past, she shouldn't fast if she feels weak. Ain't a lisanos. She doesn't have to fast. And he says, in general, mu'uberes is considered weak, and imhi chalusha sheyesh lo din chola. And if any pregnant woman, even without a prior history, feels weak, she shouldn't fast. Likewise, the Shelus Shuvas Orlotzion adds, shekosh sheyesh baya refuis beryona. If she has any sort of a problem with her pregnancy, for example, she has blood pressure problems or she has anemia, so ain't a tzrich lisanos, she shouldn't fast. Likewise, if we're concerned it's later in the pregnancy and it's going to go and have her have an earlier delivery, what we call Zeres Haleidus or Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, based upon a psak from Moshe Feinstein, says a woman is not supposed to go and do anything to go and make her pregnancy be ending early. In other words, she shouldn't go and hasten the day of the delivery. So then, such a woman, if the fasting is going to hasten her delivery, so then also she shouldn't fast. In regards to nursing, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says that if she feels at all weak and she won't be able to nurse properly, she shouldn't fast. And this is true even if you give the baby formula, so the baby won't be hurt. Nevertheless, since the mother's milk is the ikum mazono for the baby, then the mother is allowed to not fast and eat and drink as needed to have a normal amount of lactation. And we find similarly, Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal says, im kvar nosten lo pam achas biyom ezo tosefes, if you're ready to supplementing the nursing with some feedings, it's hard to say that she should not fast in order not to give these supplements that are being given in addition to her nursing. However, he says, akoponim, im yesh chashash im tisane, if she were to fast, lo yeh lo cholav lo honikis, o shachol viskalkel, if she won't have enough milk, or the milk will get ruined, and the tinok in this situation might suffer, so then she shouldn't fast. But he says, hakol fi'en, you have to look at each case individually. And also, Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, brings down the name of the Chazon Ish, that if it's going to cause her to not have sufficient milk, she doesn't have to fast. On the other hand, the Shelus Shuvus Olet Zion says that even if it's going to cause her to have less milk, she should fast. They can supplement the baby with formula, unless that's not possible. So then, of course, she wouldn't have to fast. Bismanenu. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down Hayorogil Horos. He would usually paskin to women Shaf Mikor Din Muberes Chayav Eslot. So that technically they're supposed to go in fast. However, he says that the Mora Halacha in Eretz Yisrael will make go for a pregnant woman Shalolis Anos. Why Mipni Mezegor Avir Akosha? Because the atmosphere is difficult, the temperature and the humidity are difficult. The Choleshes Hadoros, and the generations have gotten weaker over time. There's a lot of additional information here as well. I ain't showing the rest of this footnote. Now back to the Mishnah Berurah according to Zvav. He writes, "Uba open zil also lo yasanos. If there is any concern at all that she would be in danger, you're certainly not allowed to go on fast." Mishnah Berurah according to Zayin, he says, "And if a woman is makel on these things, don't worry. Lo hivsid, she hasn't lost out. If she's makel because of the suffix pikuah defasha, she hasn't lost out." And the Mishnah Berurah adds, "And certainly mikol shekain, but adam cholish, in a weak person, a weak natured person, v'chol and he's sick, she ain't bo sakana. Even though it's a sickness that doesn't have pikuah defasha right attached to it." Ein kedai lahachmir. That person should not fast. Tisha B'Av number 28 deals with should you minimize your eating on Tisha B'Av when you have a het to eat. So he brings down the Chasam Sofer. Shelo huta lo ela kedai tzarcho v'chiyuso. The Chasam Sofer says that when you're allowed to eat on Tisha B'Av, you're only allowed to eat the minimal amount needed to keep you alive and healthy. V'imdai lo b'shasiyah. And in fact, if you only need to drink, then don't eat. V'imdai lo b'achila pamachas. If you only have to eat one time, then don't eat two times. And don't eat more than you absolutely have to. And based upon this, the Shevet HaLevi, Zatzal, Ravozna Zatzal, says, Shechole she'ochal b'tisha b'av, v'krav magish tov, somebody who was sick and now feels better. So chayv latzum atzof ayom, they have to finish the tainus. Because even a sick person is chayv b'chol dini atzom, kosh eno sosu es machaloso, as long as they're not getting worse, once they've eaten enough to make them feel better, so then they no longer can eat. On the other hand, Shelus Shuvas Avni Neza says, Misha Rofi Hisiru Shalolisanos, if the doctor tells you you're not allowed to go and fast, and he says it probably won't hurt him if he fasts only up until noon, so the Avni Neza says, don't fast. In that situation, you shouldn't fast. And this is the opinion of the Griz, of Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik Zatzal, in the name of his holy father, Chaim Briska Zatzal, such a person is not included in the fast. The rabbis never instituted this fast for sick people. And such a sick person can eat anything he wants to in the regular way. Later in this footnote, he brings up the Kaf HaChaim, Shemutelo lechatchilu levloa kadurim. If a person needs to take pills, he's allowed to take them. Or if he needs to drink something, he can drink something bitter. That's allowed. Shekivin shedvarim elu peturim mibracha. Since you don't normally make a bracha on these things, it's not considered eating or drinking. And he says, if you need to take some pills with some water, so then, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, Mutelo lishtos ma'at mayim. Drink a little bit of water, enough to take the pills, to let the pills go down. Vein tzorach lifko masamayim, you don't have to make the water bitter. And he brings us down the name of Nuwat Zatzal, the great Shmira Shabbos Gilchosa. And he says, Sha'av ze b'chlal, mashallah goes without concholi. The rabbis never instituted fasting in such a situation. This isn't called that you're not fasting. On the other hand, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Kovitz LaTorah Bo'Roah brings down Shebe Mikra Kazeh. And a person has to take pills, should try to take the pills with as little water as possible. Preferably Pachos Mikashir, less than the Revius, which would be under 2.8 ounces. And the Olish Shelesuvus Olet Zion brings down Sheitim So Chamayim Dover Mayer. And if you have to take it with some water, try to make the water bitter so it would be something you wouldn't make a bracha on. Now we go to Siv Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Rechitza, washing, asur b'tisha b'av. You're not allowed to wash any part of your body on tisha b'av. Bein b'chamen, with hot water, bein metzonin, or even with cold water. And I feel a lahoshit etzbol b'mayim, even to put your little pinky into some water, is also is not allowed. Siv Ches. The Mechaber writes, Tevila shel mitzvah b'zman muteris. In those days when they used to go to the mikvah because of tumah and tara reasons other than just to be with your husband, so women would have other reasons to go to the mikvah. There was a tevila b'zmana concept. So then, a rechitza, which is forbidden on Tisha B'Av, wouldn't include tevila. So tevila shel mitzvah, it was a tevila shel mitzvah if it was during the time that you had to go b'zmana muteris. However, that doesn't apply nowadays, as we'll see. Avos Bizmana is there, the Mechaber tells us, nowadays, ain't Tefillah Bizmana. There is no such thing as Tefillah Bizmana anymore, because the only reason women go to the mikveh is to make the mutter to their husband. And that is not called a Tefillah Bizmana, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, because we don't go at the earliest time. We always wait. Zayin Nikiyim, there are extra chumers involved. And then Hilchach, Lotit Bobo, Therefore, nowadays, women don't go to the mikvah on Tisha B'Av, especially because it's also to have Tashmish. So therefore, there's no purpose in going on the night of Tisha B'Av, so you go the night after Tisha B'Av. And he brings down, this is the Halach L'maisa, and the Baragol, he says, this is from the Ma'arik. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yudzayin says, "Bisman hazeh, Rosh Lomar, Shenogu Anosh Malei Sheval Tibas Dam Sheva Nekiim." Nowadays, women always hold Zayin Nekiim. They have to hold 7 clean days, even if they only saw a dam, which would make them technically not necessarily a zaba. And therefore, Dafka nowadays, it's not called Tefila Bismana. Mimela Einat Tefila Bismana V'lo Matitbo. There is no reason for the woman to go als the Tefila itself because it's not Bismana, and to be with her husband that remains his owner Lo Yuchal L'Kayim B'Tisha B'Av. You're not allowed to have relations with your husband, so there's no point in them going, and therefore it is forbidden for the women to go to the mikvah if their Leil Tefila were to fall out on the night of Tisha B'Av. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sifkot Yudches, and he says, what should she do if she has to go to the mikvah that night? Elatir chotz v'sochov erev Tisha B'Av. She should prepare, do all the preparations on erev Tisha B'Av. She should wash herself and shampoo, etc., in the normal way on erev Tisha B'Av, on ches B'Av. And then, after Tisha B'Av is over, l'motzei Tisha B'Av, chofev es ma'at, she does a little bit more shampooing, a little bit more cleaning herself, called natvila before she goes to the mikvah. Because the halach is that right prior to the tefillah, she should have the chafifa, she should do some of the cleaning. What about wearing the white garments during this period of time? In the Hagon, the Ramad, the Mishnah Berurah over there, where this was all previously discussed. Siv test. The Mechaber writes, Im hayu yodav meluchlachos betit uvitzoa. If your hands got dirty with some sort of mud or with excrement, the person's diapering a baby, whatever the situation may be, one is allowed to then wash and get rid of the lichluch, the garbage, the excrement, the dirty stuff that's on his hands. You're not allowed to wash the whole hand, only what is needed to go and cleanse the hand. So if the lichluch is only on your right hand, so then don't wash the left hand as well, unless you can't do washing the right hand without using your left hand in some way. So therefore, you wash exactly what you're allowed to wash, but no more. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkot on your test, because the ain't no aser el ruchitza shel tanuk. The whole iser is a pleasurable ruchitza, and this is just to remove the dirt. So therefore, women who are preparing the food for, let's say, children, or to prepare the food for after Tisha B'Av, so they need to wash the meat, they need to wash their hands, I would say, also as well, because of hygiene. So therefore, after the male ruchetz is gam yada, even though she's washing her hands when she's washing the meat, nevertheless, it is mutter, it is permissible to do so. The issue foot number 34 brings down, ukisherochetz lahavir lichluch, when you're going to wash your hands to get rid of the dirt, so he brings down from the Siddur Yaivitz, you shouldn't look to get pleasure from this, even though you're washing your hands. You shouldn't say, geshmak, it's wonderful to wash my hands, even though I'm washing it for dirt. You're doing it just to get the dirt off your hands. Again, doctors in a hospital, nurses in a hospital, so they have to wash their hands before they enter a patient's room, when they leave a patient's room. So they're also, this is not called the rechitza shel tainug, and it's allowed. The issue foot number 35 brings down, when you're allowed to go and wash the meat, rinse the meat off, do you have to do it bedafik in cold water? So the Prima Gordon brings down, he's not sure. His topic bakach. The Kaf HaChaim, on the other hand, brings down, from the fact that the poskim don't mention that you must use hot or cold water, he says, since you're not doing this to wash your hands, you're only doing this to wash off the meat, so he says that mistami you'd be allowed to go do it with hot water. But he says, if you don't have to wash it with hot water, he says, better to wash it with cold water. And that which he says, that the women are allowed to go and cook, and therefore wash the hands, this is after Chatzos Hayom. Because Shulchan Aruch we brought down in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Tes, Shinogim Shel Lishchot V'Shel Lohochin Tzorchei Suda Ara Chatzos. We don't go and shecht, and we don't go prepare the meal until after Chatzos. With the exception, let's say you have a Suda Smitzah that night, so then you'd be allowed to go and prepare even before Chatzos. Finally, what about washing the dishes on Tisha B'Av? So Moshe Feinstein brought down the Shmaisis of the Moshe, says, Shem Eino Tzorech Lehem Hayom, if you don't need those dishes today, so then you're not allowed to go and wash them. And this is similar to what the Shelus Tshuvas Or Lizion writes. You're not allowed to go wash utensils that you don't need them for that day. Because you're going to forget the avelis because of this rinsing. However, he says, after Chatzos, you're really allowed to go and do this. And he brings down from the Shulchan Aruch, just like you're allowed to go prepare the meal after Chatzos, but before Chatzos, you're not allowed to, because of this Hesech Hadas and the Avelis, but this doesn't apply after Chatzos. Now the Ramah writes, Hagah, you also trochev imut lichos. You went to the bathroom, you're allowed to wash your hands, Dino Kamal B'Yom Kippur. The same thing is by Yom Kippur, and he says, Ein lekaman in Simon Tov Reishud Gimel. That will be discussed over there in Sif Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Karn Chav tells us, Ayin Sham, the Mishnah Berurah, Mashe Taktu, Mishem Achronim is there, Vishayach Gam Lekan. The same halachas apply over there. Basically, you're allowed to go and wash your hands up to the knuckle, and we'll learn these dinim, Yitzhashem, when we get there. With this, we conclude today's shir.